All right, Sunday 7:625. This is a teaching called A Mind That Has Stayed on Thee. We'll turn over to Isaiah chapter 26.
A mind that has stayed on me.
Thee.
Thee.
Okay, Isaiah 26, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah, where we serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, and the lofty city he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Perfect peace when our mind is stayed on the Lord. Now we're going to look at quite a few little scriptures here this morning about this. The first one is going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not. What is that?
It's a text message coming through. I don't know why it's coming through here. Somebody's texting me. We won't have any more.
Okay. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. A mind of peace is a great thing to have. Perfect peace when our mind is stayed on the Lord. How? How are we going to do that? Let's go look at Philippians 4. It gives you the lineup. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Well, isn't that just when you feel like it? You know, if we felt like it, we would never do it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. How many things? Nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Here's a new one, over good one too, 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Another good thought. You know these things, but Satan tries to bring his counter-narrative your way to try to convince you to forget all about what we just read and believe his lies through sensation or whatever. Okay, Peter had a lot to say about this one. This is 1 Peter chapter 5. Starting with 6 there, Humble yourself. Well, let's read 5, because this is important. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, giveth grace to the humble. So when we get out of humility, we stop thinking right. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, not a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So, in other words, you're not the only one going through it. Anyone that's doing anything for the Lord is going through it too. He's trying his best to get you off your stand and your peace by his tactics. Even Brother Copeland said pain is merely a thought. Sure don't feel like it, but it is. Ephesians 6, this armor is about a mental battle, because that's what our battle is. It's not flesh and blood. This is stuff we know, but we need to be reminded. Okay, Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. How do you do that? And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are these tactics I'm talking about. These entities. Tactics. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having in all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's your mind. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Because the first thing the devil tries to do is to tell you you've missed it. You've missed it somewhere. That's why you're experiencing these things, because God's mad at you. Anybody ever think that way in this room? All the time. That's his tactic. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're rooted in the word. You stand. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. There's your warfare right there. Here you've got that mindset that's right. And you got the truth. And that shield of faith can come up when you've got those two things working for you. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It's all about guarding your mind. What's the scripture? Perfect peace when we keep our mind on the Lord. A mind that stayed on thee. It'll keep you stable. That's what this armor does. Keeps you stable. This armor is mental. A mind that stayed on thee. Okay, go to Romans chapter 7. We just need a reminder from time to time. Satan's still about his games. But we have to be serious. We ain't playing games here. We've been equipped with God's armor to handle him. Romans 7, 23. But I see another law, this is Paul, in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Then he says in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The word that I delivered this week, devil tried to beat me up. You missed it. No way, you're right. You're just a laughing stock. That's what he does. All right, Romans 12. Keeping your mind renewed with the Word of God. I beseech you, verse 1, you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Who's the God of this world? Satan. In his narrative, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, acceptable, and for the perfect will of God. I'm going to read that out of the Amplified. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, wholly devoted, consecrated, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Good stuff. Just keep going here. It is in the mind that you win or lose. Because part of your mind, it's your mind, your will, your emotions. Your feelings have to do with the mind. And when you don't feel good and you just kind of get in one of those funks, you just drag around. It's your mind. Then you don't feel good in your body, and then you don't want to do anything. He's trying to mobilize you. Mobilize. Keep you ineffective. Keep you inactive. Keep you from even got the strength to put my armor on. It's just too heavy today. I can't do it. No, his burden is easy and light, right? Okay. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. That's the mind we need to keep on all the time. If our mind is stayed on him, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Ephesians 4:22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Put on the new man. Lord saying, you don't have to act like that anymore. You are a new man in Christ Jesus, a new creature. And it ain't no mamby-pamby creature either. It's a son of God. Philippians 2, starting with 5 there. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Aren't we to humble ourselves under the Lord so he can exalt us? That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It's good. It's good. All of it's good. What God has done for us is good. We don't have to live any other way. We make a choice, whatever we decide to do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. He's talking to people here. They've received things that unsettled them. And he said, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. So these people were getting all shook up, all bent out of shape, because of some false stuff that was circling around. You know, you can be feeling so good and hear something and just can bring you down. And that's what happened to these people that day. He says, don't be shaken. If something steals your peace, don't listen to it or look at it. That's what he's come to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take your joy for sure. Like Jerry Savelle used to say, if he can't steal your joy, he can't steal your goods. 1 Timothy 1:7. Is that right? I don't think. That's not the right one. Maybe it's 2 Timothy. Let me write that down. God has not given us the spirit of fear, the power and of love and a sound mind. Is that right? Yes. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Sound means discipline and self-control. In other words, you've got your mind stayed on the Lord where the enemy cannot steal it from you. Sound mind. Self-control. God's put you in charge. You're the steward of your body. Okay, 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, a lot of times that's what brings us down is words that we hear. Maybe even words we speak ourselves. This is what it means sound here. To have sound health, be well in body, be uncorrupt, true in doctrine. Now that brings me to what Jesus said to the Pharisees. Let's go over there. I've read it so many times. But one of these days, everybody's going to get it. Matthew 15. Jesus says here, do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. And this is the mind. the production, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man, or eating anything, period. And the whole world is running after that. Well, we got to clean up all the diets. We got to clean up all the food. No, if you just clean up that stinking mouth, we'd be getting somewhere around here. So clean up that nasty stinking mind of yours. There you go. Get your thoughts right. Get your speaking right. Okay, Mark basically saying the same thing. Mark 7. 14. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There's nothing from without a man. What? Nothing? That entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, his thinking about it. Now, these people out here that want to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars to make America healthy again by taking the dyes out and all this stuff, I hope they take it all out. It'll taste better. But as far as it really doing any damage, it's what you believe about it. If you believe you eat that, that's going to make you sick, well, guess what? That entering in him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. Jesus said, if any man has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, Jesus, they're still not hearing 2,000 years later. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning this parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive? I guess Jesus got frustrated too. That whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him. Didn't say, it said you, it cannot. Because it entereth not into his heart where you produce, in the, like an image and likeness of God, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, and purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that's his thinking, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. That's why you're sick. Well, I was eating all that old stuff and got all this plaque in my arteries and the evil devil protocols, all the lies he spun to trick man into dying, being anything other than who they are, more than conquerors. Okay. That's a mind that's not stayed on thee. All right. Sound mind produces a sound body, no matter how the enemy tries to fool you. He is there to steal your peace. This is his form of attack. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. First Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. We're to act like Him. Okay. It is human nature to complain about things that we don't like, but Scripture tells us this. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And this is whenever I had already finished this, and the Lord spoke this to me. This will flip the script. This will flip the script. Satan has a script, but so does God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Yeah, the key is everything, even this horrible thing. Yes, everything. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Flip the script. The devil can't deal with that. All right. The third page here, just a little bit on it. Well, you know what? What did I do? Oh, well. And the Lord brought this up when He said, flip the script. He said, do you remember the book by Corrie Ten Boom? Corrie Ten Boom went to a Nazi concentration camp for hiding the Jews, her and her sister. They were two unmarried older ladies, and Corrie was kind of bitter, and her sister would always just be so thankful to God, and Corrie, don't hate. And she talks about the cell that they were in was infested with fleas, and she'd gripe about the fleas, but her sister would say, don't gripe about the fleas, because what it did, it kept the soldiers, they wouldn't come near them. Because, you know, they raped them and did all kinds of things to them. So that thing that was so grievous to them that they thought was so terrible, it was actually God allowing them to remain safe and untouched by those German soldiers or Nazi soldiers. They flipped the script. You know how much of the time do we gripe and complain about things, but on the other side of it, there may be a reason and an allowance of that thing for a good reason. Okay. Saul and his bunch ran in fear when Goliath walked out and hid in their foxholes. David ran toward the giant, even though he was probably scared. He said, this day, I will remove your head from you. What did he do? He flipped the script. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Doesn't get any simpler than that. All right.